One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Sport Bild said Liverpool are interested in Jamal Musiala. What a player he is. Christian Fulton, this, and then Toby Argument, Toby as well, confirmed it. So they said our story is that Liverpool are interested in Jamal Musiala. His agents are currently not talking to the club about extending his contract, which is until 2026 with Bayern Munich. It's interesting, really, because sometimes when certain stories come out, you just immediately dismiss them, and then you look who wrote them and where they come from, and you're like, oh, maybe something in this one. As signings go, it feels like this one would be something, it'd have to be Mo Salah related or something. Is this genuine, or do you think this could be like an agent trying to get a deal with Bayern? What was your assessment when you first saw this one?
Yeah, I think my first thought would be no way Bayern Munich are going to let him go.
Anytime
soon. I mean, he's already a massive player for them, you know, scored the goal which won them the title last year, and he's well, before Harry Kane maybe came, but he's the jewel in the crown, isn't he? You know, the star of German football. Contract situation, 2.5 years left. You know, you'd expect that there'll be some renewal coming in. I don't imagine he's on the kind of contract which befits a sort of the jewel in the crown. He probably needs that open. But yeah, it wasn't one that jumped out and thought, oh, Liverpool could get that kind of player. It looks to me like a player that, you know, will be very, very difficult to get out of Bayern Munich, and a bit like Jude Bellingham, I suppose, would have the whole of the world trying to sign him. You know, it wouldn't be a case of, oh, Liverpool have picked up a player from Leipzig or Brighton, wherever. I would expect him to renew his contract at Bayern Munich, personally.
Yeah, I'm with you. There's been quite a few. It's mad, really. Again, it might just be because Liverpool and Joe, like, would end up talking about it in the end, but there was like an Osimhen story, and there was Sane, and there was Musiala.
Yeah.
Is this the world just thinking Liverpool might lose Mo Salah? Whether it's agents or whatever, trying to get more money out of players, the whole world that knows Liverpool might lose one of the best players in the world. They might have a big wage that he can spend because he's on a big wage, and they might have a huge huge transfer fee to get him as well. Yeah. Is that just connecting those dots and say that's where all this is coming from?
I think so. I mean, the Sané one is interesting because obviously style wise he isn't Salah, but he's position wise he plays there. Doesn't he? Osimhen's just completely different type of player, isn't he, to Salah. Musiala's a completely different type of player, really, to Salah in terms of, again, where he plays. But Sané, you know, you don't look at Liverpool signing a player of that age, at that outlay. You know, you look at them signing, they're going to sign a Salah when they sign Salah, aren't they? That sort of 24, 25, maybe, kind of player, maybe even younger. I think there are a lot of people, you know, preparing the ground for if and when Mo Salah leaves, which probably, you know, well, that's probably next summer, you know, good chance. And that obviously brings its own challenges for Liverpool, doesn't it? It brings it with, you know, everyone knows, okay, you want to replace him. And I think that's, you have to give credit to, for example, Spurs, what they've done with Kane. They resisted that kind of urge, if you like, to go and buy another Harry Kane. They sort of went, well, what we can do is we can move a few pieces here and maybe improve the rest of the team and
brought a centre back and a midfielder.
Obviously they brought a couple of younger British players in Maddison and Brennan Johnson, but they didn't go, right, who's the nearest thing to Harry Kane? Like Osimhen, let's just go and get him.
The Man United approach, maybe.
Yeah, possibly. Whether Liverpool could do that with Salah, I don't know, because he is so sort of unique in what he's done for Liverpool over the last, you know, 6 years. You know, he's been available every week. He's been top scorer every season. He's continues to be hugely influential. But definitely there's going to be a few agents looking and saying, well, you know, if there's a hole there, I wouldn't mind having my client, you know, in the frame. And hence you see some of these stories. I mean, I don't see Liverpool spending all that money on Osimhen, for example. I don't see them spending all that money on Sané. I think everyone would love to have Musiala in their squad, but I think the difference with that one, I think, is what Bayern want to do. And I'd be amazed if Bayern were allowing that situation to get into one where he was to leave.
Yeah, absolutely. It's interesting on the Salah stuff, because given who he is, what he is, I think there's a genuine thing at the moment where someone can step up and become the best player on the planet. We're past the Messi Ronaldo era, and we were into the, you know, it might be Bellingham, you know, the Mbappe, Bellingham, all these things, and Salah should definitely be in that mix. And I do wonder the Saudi stuff, and you mentioned it possibly could be next season. We're going to get more. So there'll be this will come out in January again, like. Is there a world where, because again, there was, you know, the fact that he's an Arabic player and going to that part of the world with him, finances are mental. But do we just assume that? Because I was thinking the other day, if Salah's got this ambition to be what I think Mo Salah wants to be, can you do that in Saudi Arabia, or do you have to stay in Europe? Do you have to stay at Liverpool, Madrid, Barcelona, PSG to be the best player on the planet? Because I'm not sure anyone's ever really going to have that much eyes on the Saudi stuff.
No, he can never win the Ballon d'Or playing in Saudi Arabia and playing for Egypt, you know, because with the greatest respect, Messi's probably going to win the Ballon d'Or this year, isn't he? But that's from playing for Argentina at the World Cup. I don't see that Salah can win the World Cup, and I don't think that club career can make that. So if he does, if that's his, you know, if that is any part of his motivation, which it will be, then it's over if he goes to Saudi Arabia, right? It's just hard to see Liverpool giving him another contract, or being able to give him another contract. He's got a year left after this one.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's hard to see that they'd let him run it down if there was that money on offer. I know they stood firm and were right to stand firm in the summer and resisted that urge to sell. It'd be harder to do it this time around if, you know, he's got 1 year left and he's going to go leave for nothing, no matter how good his service is and no matter how good his performances have been.
Yeah.
So it is a more awkward situation, I think, coming to the end of this season. I'd be amazed if they let him go in the middle of the season. That would be wacky in the extreme, actually, especially given the start Liverpool have had. They've had a good start to the season. They've put themselves in a position where they can go and compete for things so far.
And he's got AFCON in January as well, so that kind of is another thing where you've got to put that into the mix.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I know Liverpool have put some pieces in place that, you know, they maybe need to be less reliant on them, or they maybe can field teams that are pretty well stocked in attack, but it's still not the same when Salah's not there. You know, look at Saturday. You know,
yeah, don't take him off.
Yeah, exactly. And listen, if his number had gone up with 20 minutes to go, I don't think anyone would have been that surprised, because he did. I thought he looked one of the few times I've ever really seen him look it. He'd looked distracted in the game. He looked like he wasn't fully in it. He was just a bit off the pace. He was, you know, I don't know what it was.
He made Michalenko look like Maldini.
He just had a poor game, didn't he? Just generally, and he wasn't influencing the game. But then look at it, you've won 2-0. I thought this, you know. I came back and I sort of had a conversation with a few of the lads on Sunday about Diaz, and I was saying, I wasn't sure about Diaz. I said, he just promises so much. And then you look at it and you go, well, actually, he got him sent off. He won the penalty.
Could have had another one.
He's denied by a last gas challenge when he's clean through. You're like, actually, you know what? He's influenced the game big time, hasn't he? You know, sometimes you can be tricked a little bit because you remember the moments that let you down or the moments that it doesn't quite work out. But yeah, Diaz and Salah, you know, not at their best, if you like, in terms of everything that they did, but hugely influential. Salah continues to be hugely influential already. You know, what's it this season? 8 goals, 5 assists, is it?
There's a joke.
that is it. I mean, that should be the title of the segment, to be honest. Salah is a joke.
He absolutely is.
I'd like to see Liverpool keep him as long as they possibly can. I don't think there's a sporting reason to get rid of him, but I think there might be a financial / you know, contractual reason to do it.
What he wants to do. Do you think these conversations are happening? Because I would like to think if Liverpool know they're about to A, lose one of the greatest players they've ever had, or B, there's a chance to keep him. Like, do you think this is happening behind the scenes? Obviously, Jörg Schmeichel's still here. There's talk that he's going to be here for a little bit longer. Is the Salah contract a thing? Do you think, is this even happening? Have you had any word about that?
No.
Or if not, are they in the market looking at, like, what are we going to do? Because they really should be. If that's
no, they will 100% have targets or players of interest, you know, that they think can play for Liverpool going forward, whether that's really young players who they're going to monitor and see how they develop, whether it's players who are... I look at that and it is a pretty linear style that Liverpool have of players. You look at them, that they're not... There's not too many. Endo is probably one, and Thiago are probably the only two real sort of outliers in there where you go, oh, I didn't see that one, you know, that doesn't fit. They're just there off the chart over here somewhere. Everyone else is sort of, you know, certain age, certain type of pedigree, amount of games that they've played, and that kind of feeling of, can they go to the next level? When they come to a club like Liverpool, you look at Diaz, Gakpo, Jota, Nunez, Gravenberch, McAllister, Szoboszlai, you know, a lot of players, Konate. There's a lot of hints there of how Liverpool operate in their business. So I would be amazed if they haven't got a lot of players of that ilk already in their sort of database or on their sites of, okay, which are the ones that style-wise fit perfectly? Which are the ones that have got the contractual situation where you can get the deal? Which are the ones that have got the maybe they've got a release clause, or maybe they've got a good relationship with an agent, things like that. There will be a lot of work going into for Liverpool to be ready to push the button on as and when required. And it might be one of those that we see them do a bit like they've done with Mane, where they do it before he's left. You know, they get the player in, give him 6 months. You know, I'm just looking, you're Googling Jared Bowen, for
I'm
example.
Googling Jared Bowen, are we?
At this moment in time, I personally think that ship sailed with Liverpool.
You know, I think it's going to be, I had to guess, I was just saying, well, I think it's going to be Neto from Wolves.
There is a player, absolutely, 100% a player that you sit there and go, yeah, makes sense.
Yeah.
Absolutely makes sense. You know, maybe it would be, you know, in the past, you'd have looked at a lot of players in the Bundesliga, younger wide players. But you know, like the Sané when he was younger, or Kingsley Coman or whoever. I think those type of players now are probably a little bit too established, to that end of their career. I think you're looking at the players who are right. Who's the one who's going to make the next step and become a player? You know, maybe Swan Doku might have been that kind of figure. He looks like he's a real good signer for City, doesn't he? Imagine someone like Martinelli was available at this stage. You'd be, wow, that would be a brilliant addition. But yeah, Liverpool would definitely have their position those positions in mind. In terms of contract, I don't think there's anything particularly that I've heard anyway going on with, you know, a renewal. It would be so difficult to do. It was so difficult to do the last one. He hasn't got any less important. He's got a bit older, no less important to Liverpool. And now you've got the added one of someone saying to you, what are they offering you a week? Wow, that's a lot of money, isn't it? Do you want double that? You know, that sort of, that adds a further complication, doesn't it? I mean, because I think that was one of the reasons everyone sort of, when we had so much analysis of the Salah situation when he had 1 year left on his deal. And one of the questions was, well, where does he go? You know, what's his move? You know, like Barca, no, couldn't afford him. He's not City, he's Chelsea, are they going to sign him? No. Paris Saint-Germain, does he want to go and play for PSG with Mbappe there? Now the answer is he has got that.
Yeah.
Card in his pocket, really, hasn't he? Well, okay, if that's what it is, that's what it is.
Hey guys, thanks for checking out that clip from Journo Insights. If you want to watch or listen to the entire episode, head on over to redmenplus.com now. Some great stuff on Salah, even more than we just spoke about there. Liverpool's win against Everton, what's coming in the future, the Toulouse game, Andy Robertson and his surgery, and loads more. Redmenplus.com. If you sign up as a monthly captain and use the code Journo, JOURNO, you'll get 50% off for your first 2 months. So yeah, head on over there and catch the entire show.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.